Wrangell's economy took some hits during 2008, but 2009 looks promising on Tony Gorman. Wrangell's only processor found itself on the auction block this year. Late payments began to pile up for Wrangell Seafoods Incorporated, and their biggest creditor, Alaska Growth Capital, came to collect. WSI was $7 million in a hole and faced foreclosure. In the end, they were not able to pay off the balance, and the auction date has been set for the beginning of next year. There were hardly any changes on Wrangell's political scene as State Representative Peggy Wilson won another term in office. The Wrangell Republican defeated Sitka's Lily Herwald to claim her fifth term. Locally, Wilma Stokes stayed put in Assembly Seat A while Jeremy Maxan beat out incumbent Bill Privet to take Seat B. The Wrangell sawmill may be up and running in 2009. A Montana man began the process this month of purchasing the old Silver Bay sawmill, which has been dormant for over a year. Joe Bowen was the owner of Elk River Sawmills in Bridger, Montana, before it went out of business earlier this year. Details of the sale have not been released. Chief Shake's Tribal House might get a makeover. The Wrangell Carving Shed Committee has called on the services of Juneau-based MRV Architects to renovate the house. A survey is set for next year to determine an estimate on the project. And finally, Wrangell agreed to the Four Dam Pool Divestiture Plan. The plan will allow the pool communities to purchase their respective hydroelectric plants. Wrangell's delayed decision had prevented Petersburg, Ketchikan, Kodiak, and Copper Valley from moving forward. Ultimately, the assembly voted 4-2 to go along with the plan. Wrangell, along with Petersburg and Ketchikan, will purchase the Lake Tyee and Swan Lake facilities and form the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.